Hello, Kevin.
Hello, doctor. Thank you much for calling. I wanted to, you know, kind of begin by asking you, you know, what is the latest on what's happening, and most importantly, you know, your recommendation for a public that, you know, that might be panicked or at least very concerned right now.
Thank you, Kevin. We here at the March of Dimes want to ensure that the public is reminded of just how serious this flu season is and how serious the flu can be, especially for someone who is pregnant. We are seeing large number of hospitalizations, large number of cases, and unfortunately children are dying from the flu this year. And so it's very, very important that persons receive the flu vaccine, and because it is the best protection against the flu. And if they have not received their vaccine, to know that it's not too late. We are still in the midst of flu season, and they can still get their vaccine in order to get some protection from the flu this year.
All right. Also, how about, can you talk to us about what's so unusual about this year? I understand this year is quite unique, and, well, not unique in a very good way, obviously.
So we do have, you know, a strain of the flu that is circulating that seems to be a little more serious, and sometimes the vaccine isn't always the exact match, and so sometimes a particular virus can be a little bit more tough, if you will, and so that's part of the challenge that we're having this year. But every year we have only about 50% of the folks that the vaccine's recommended for to receive the vaccine. And so, therefore, when you have a year when we have a lot of flu circulating and people are not vaccinated, that can make it particularly challenging also. So, again, if someone is considering becoming pregnant, is already pregnant, it's important to receive that vaccine because it protects the woman, but also protects her newborn for the first few months. Everyone who's 6 months of age and older should get the vaccine in order to protect themselves and others that may be around them.
All right, and finally, doctor, I think another thing, too, I'm sure you could speak on is if somebody's battling the flu. Obviously, take the symptoms seriously. Some people might think, well, it's just the flu, and my fever will break, or I'll take medicine. And unfortunately, when we let it linger, right, that's when the complications, the problems, and the tragedies obviously start to develop.
Absolutely. The flu is serious. And so if someone is having symptoms, and particularly if they're not resolving, if that fever goes away, you have a fever and it goes away and it comes back, if you have difficulty breathing, it's important to seek medical attention right away. If someone is just having those symptoms of a flu, they should seek out the care of their medical provider so that provider can particularly help them determine if they need some medications. But it can turn quickly into complications if not treated and not managed appropriately. So it's very important for individuals with the symptoms of the flu to reach out to their provider as quickly as possible.
All right. Now, even if you've had the flu shot, I'm sure you probably want to at least take some precautions. And I hear about things like hand sanitizer, wipe things down, you know, I don't know, take vitamin C, probiotic, anything, right? But I guess the key is, like, getting enough sleep. I mean, take good general care of yourself is what I've been hearing a lot of doctors say.
Good general care is always important. When, in addition to the flu vaccine, it's important that you cover your cough and cover your nose when you sneeze. Use a tissue, you know, if it's handy, and throw it away. Wash your hands thoroughly. Avoid other people who may be sick. And then if you're sick, you know, again, stay home from work, from school, et cetera. Wash your hands frequently and avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your throat where you could, you know, potentially spread those germs to yourself.
All right, doctor, I want to thank you very much, you know, for your time this morning. Hopefully, you know, may we all stay healthy, of course, and you know, hopefully I get to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you very much, and again, we encourage people to go to vaccinefinder.org if they're looking for a place to get their flu vaccine, and for more information, they can also go to themarchofdimes.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye now.